Audio Generation, V2 Grade 7 Vid 4.
I am Liam. We have traveled around the world to convert currencies, learned how to spot a reliable source, built long-term blueprints, and uncovered the secrets of interest. Today, it is time for the final challenge. We are putting every single skill together to make critical decisions in the real world. Financial literacy isn't just about passing a test. It is about having the freedom to live the life you want and help the people you care about. Let's step into the Decision Command Center.
I am Maya. Real-world problems are rarely simple. They don't just ask you to convert this or add that. They are multi-step puzzles. Imagine our community wants to start a garden and needs to buy special climate-resilient seeds from another country. We need to look at the exchange rate, calculate the shipping costs, budget for the long-term maintenance, and maybe even look at a small loan to get started. My math skills are the engine that powers these big decisions.
I am Chloe. My goal is to keep us grounded. When making a big decision, we have to filter out the societal factors like the latest trends and look at the reliable facts. We have to consider how social movements and personal beliefs about things like environmentalism influence our budget. By using verified sources and fostering a safe, respectful environment, we make sure our financial decisions reflect our true values, not just what a social media ad told us to do.
And I am Noah. Most importantly, we have to be inclusive. Every person and family in our community is facing a different financial situation. Some are doing well, while others are navigating very challenging times due to systemic factors. A critical decision maker listens to all perspectives. We don't just look for the cheapest option. We look for the best option for everyone. Let's recap our roadmap to financial mastery.
Step 1, the research phase. Before you make a move, identify your reliable sources. Use official bank data for your interest rates and exchange rates. If you're buying from a website in euros, use division to see the Canadian dollar cost. A major pro of this step is that it removes the mystery and the fear. Information is power. Gaining experience in assessing these sources now means you won't be easily fooled by get-rich scams when you are older. You are building a shield for your wealth.
Step 2, the blueprint phase. Create your long-term budget. Identify your purpose and your time frame. Brainstorm every possible earning and expense, but always leave room for the economic storm. Whether it is a personal health change or a global economic disruption, your budget must be flexible. Awareness of societal factors like peer pressure helps you stick to your plan, even when others are spending on temporary trends. Remember, your budget is a tool for your freedom, not a set of chains.
Step 3, the optimization phase. Look at the interest. If you are investing the project's funds while you wait to build, look for the account with the highest rate and most frequent compounding. If you need to borrow, compare institutions to find the lowest fixed rate to keep your costs stable. Every cent you save on fees or earn in interest is a cent that can go back into making your community project even better. By critically comparing these options, you ensure your resources go as far as possible.
Finally, step 4, the inclusive action phase. Financial well-being is a team sport. When we share our budgets and our plans, we value all opinions. We recognize that systemic oppression can make financial goals harder for some than for others, and we work together to find solutions. Fostering a respectful environment ensures that our community projects are sustainable and fair. By making informed, compassionate choices, you aren't just managing money. You are building a better world.
You have the skills to navigate the global market and the local bank. You know how to convert yen, naira, and euros. You know how to tell a certified planner from a social media influencer. And you know how interest can either grow your dreams or grow your debt. Motivation comes from the confidence that you are prepared for whatever comes next. This is not the end of your journey. It is just the beginning of your role as a financial leader. Take one final look at the real-world challenge in your lesson. Use all our tools to solve it and show everyone what a grade 7 pro can do. This is Liam, Maya, Chloe, and Noah signing off. Keep asking why, keep doing the math, and keep building your amazing future. Goodbye.
Previous lesson, back to course.